Republicans strongly criticized reported voting irregularities shortly after the November 2004 contest, and a few people went to jail for violating voting laws. But the U.S. attorney in Milwaukee said there was no widespread fraud. Now comes a Milwaukee police investigation that documents cases of people voting more than once and irregularities involving students and the homeless. The GOP is again upset. State Republican Party Executive Director Mark Jefferson says he's alarmed by reports of more ballots cast than voters recorded.
Along with the fact that some of the absentee voting records, in fact, many of them, they say in the report, were just abysmal. And many absentee ballots, they feel, weren't even counted.
Neil Albrecht is deputy director of the City of Milwaukee Election Commission. He says many of the problems outlined in the police report have already been addressed. For example, he says absentee ballots are now processed at a central location.
That does a lot both in terms of increasing the accuracy of election results, ensuring that every absentee ballot voter is counted in the election, but also relieving some of the election day responsibilities that fall on already overburdened polling sites.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says the city has spent $600,000 in additional funds for the Election Commission since the 2004 election. Milwaukee officials are opposed to a Republican recommendation that the new report lead to a statewide photo ID for voters. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.